from last night, which is that I saw that Reb Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam and Hilchos Tumim Musafim actually tends to assume that taking the Ketores to the inner Mizbeach the rest of the year was not an Avoda which required the right hand. It actually was done, it could be done with the left hand, because he didn't deem that whole Lachot to be a form of Avoda. But it's clear not that way from the Yushalmi. I shouldn't say it's clear. It was a very difficult passage in the Yushalmi. But in Chav Vav Amrav in the Yushalmi, it indicates pretty much clearly that even the rest of the year, the Avoda had to dafka be with the right hand. You could not take it in with your left hand no matter what. So I don't know if Reb Chaim was not aware of the Yushalmi, or he maybe had a different shot in the Yushalmi. But in any event, the Yushalmi seems quite clearly to go against Reb Chaim. You know, this is something which probably doesn't cause great shock and consternation, since if you were brisker, it probably would. Okay, so in the meantime, we're on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we're up to we really began the Gemara, but then the tape ran out last night, so let's begin the Gemara again. Malka Matzlif, when the Seikon Gadol is Matzlif, what is Matzlif? And here, since I do have that Avodah book, even though I didn't bring it for this purpose, maybe it's worthwhile pointing out what Matzlif is, which is one up and seven down on page 848 here. Okay? Okay, so the Avodah book says it's got to be that way, right?
It must.
Right, so Malka Matzlif, would you like a Gemara? Reb Shmuel Barachin, Reb Shmuel Barachin said, "Kimet Avrein." The various interpretations of that, whether it's like whether it means like flicking with a rope, like the Korban Eidah says, or like the Aruch says that he did it opposite his navel. You see, actually, that he's bending down somewhat here, so it's his hand is opposite his navel. Whatever the case may be, that's he's trying to explain what Kimet Avrein is. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kidei Shlo Yitin. Now, why do you have to count? One and two, achas, v'achas. So, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kidei Shlo Yitin, or you shouldn't make a mistake, you should keep track. I'm Rabbi Zir, a very fascinating reason. Kidei Shigmar Zirus and Mitoch Sheva. Mystical thing. It's got to end with a count of seven. So, if you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you'd end with 8, that's no good. Want him to end Dafka with 7. Interesting. I don't know. Yushalmi doesn't explain why, but that's what it says. Vaktani Shevachas, and we have Rabbi says the opposite. They would do 7 and then 1, right? So it says, Mar Rabbi Bung, Siva Pnea Kaporis Sheva. So the truth is, you're right. It's possible that according to the other Rabbi, obviously don't end up with the number 7, right? How do we reconcile two brisas? How we reconcile the other brisa, which says 7 and 1, why they count dafka 7 and not 8, according to that brisa, okay? You're not ending with 7 anyway. So it says the Gemara, it's a Xeris custom. Omrei Bun Rabun said, Xiva Pnei Kapor Sheva. It says on the top of the Kapor 7, Matam Lomer Yazeh. Then it says an extra word Yazeh. So Kadesh Tehazoi, we shouldn't even say more. It means take 7. Plus the extra zohar, counted together with that, and that's how you make your count. Ksivi zohar kaporos, zohar kaporos. It says you should sprinkle the blood on the kaporos. Yochol al gago, does it mean literally on the roof of the kaporos? I don't know if we have a good picture here of this. Probably not. But, no. So yochol al gago, maybe means, al kaporos means on the roof of the kaporos, right? So yochol al gago, tamud lomar v'lifnei kaporos, in front of the kaporos. Yochla mitzchah, so maybe it means, literally means the forehead, but here it means the side. Maybe it's the side of the kaporos. Tam lomar, ow, on top. So, or al v'lifnei, this is the proper way you would read it. So Rabbi Zio, so actually, in essence, he would sprinkle, regardless of it as being matzlif up or matzlif down, he would have it fall somewhere right before the kaporos, right? In other words, he would, like, say, somewhere off to the side and up was where he was mechaving to do it. I'm not sure if I'm making myself clear, but didn't actually have to reach. It would be if this was the kaporos over here and this is the side of the aron, so he'd be mechaving to a spot right over here, and that would be the spot which he came for.
Well, if he's flicking with his finger and an upward motion is not much,
distance he's going to get.
Right, he's not going to get very far. It's just hypothetical, but that's his direction. Okay? Says Gemara, Rabbi Zira Amar Tzor Shenoge, he holds that he actually has to touch the Aron. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Ein Tzor Shenoge, doesn't have to actually touch the Aron. Aron might be Bum Barachir, Bum Barachir said, time of the Rishmo Yitzchak, the reason Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak that he doesn't have to actually touch is, of course, as we said just a moment ago, Vizal Sal Kaporos, Tifnei Kaporos. It says, on the Kaporos and before the Kaporos. Now, on the Kaporos, it says by the Sawyer. Livnei Kaporos, it says by the par. Ma Kaporos Shenemar Lahalon, just like the Kaporos, which it says, Livnei Kaporos by the par, is law, it should be Lo Al Mitzchah, right? Not on its side, right? Lo Al Gaga, nor on its top, because it says Livnei, right? Next four words carbonated takes out. Af kapores shenama kan. So the chorus word says al, even though it says al, no. Again, lo al mitzcha velo al gagor. It shouldn't be on its side nor on its top. So in other words, they're basically taking the word lifnei with the word al, configuring them together, and coming to the conclusion that all that souls take place at an imaginary spot, somewhat higher and somewhat before the Kaporis. Okay? Venotzorch Shenoge. And it doesn't have to touch. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, Mizber Savar Aibun Barchi, Aibun Barchi in teaching us this, thought, Hazoya Si'ir Shalmala, the Hazoya of a seer upwards. When you sprinkle the seer blood upwards, Lemedos mi azoyas par, learned from the sprinkling of the par. Here it says shemala, but the carbonate changes to shalomaton. In other words, it says that by the seer it says al, by the par it says lifnei, but by the seer it says al on the ones going up, by the par it says lifnei on the ones going down. Right? He says it's not such a good limud. Because you cannot necessarily compare the ones going up to the ones going down, right? And that's what he says. Vena ke, don't make those comparisons. Elo rather, Azoya Seir, and here again the carbonated changes it, Shelamaton, the ones going down, Lamedas Mezoya's Por Shelamaton, but not the ones going up. So actually, the Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion, according to him, how we know that you didn't have to hit the Aron, maybe the ones going up do have to hit the Aron, right? The one's going down, so it says lifnei, right? So lifnei means only for up. And maybe the one's out, maybe they talk after one's up. The Yushami will never address that. Meantime, Yushami goes on. So you should sprinkle it here. Again, Kormei changed it. Ala Kaporis, on the Kaporis. Malamichu, no saying. Achas Lamalon, that he just one goes up. Lifnei HaKaporis. It says by Lifnei HaKaporis. So that which says Lifnei HaKaporis, what does it mean? How many times? Doesn't say, right? It says Hizo, that's one going up. But how many times before the Kaporis? So Arenidan, alert. Ner Matadoyim Bipar Limaton says sprinkle blood downwards by the par. It says sprinkle downwards by the sword, by the goat. Just like those that are stated by the bull are seven down. So to the blood which is stated by the goat, lamaton sheva is down seven. Makes sense, right? Says, well, maybe not. Maybe I'll learn a different way. Namru Dami Lamalon says blood going up by the goat. Namru Dami Lamalon says blood going down by the goat. Madami Amurim Bo Lamalon Achas, just like the ones going up, it's only one. Avdami Amurim Bo Lamalon Achas, maybe it's only one and one. Right, who says one and seven? Maybe it's one and one. Nearly me diamond. So says Lamar, let's make a logic. Let's make who is more likely to draw a comparison. Donim, let's draw a comparison. Lamaton, Milamaton. We draw a comparison between blood going down. Vein shalomato, we don't draw a comparison between blood going down, mishalomato, to blood going up. That's one way of looking at it, but there's always another way of looking at it. Darin damasor midamasor. Learn goat's blood from goat's blood. Vein darin damasor midamapor. Don't learn goat's blood from bull's blood. Talmulomai, so that's why we have a pasuk which tells us which way to learn, since we would not know on our own. It says, Vasos damo, make the blood of the par. Kasher asol adama, I'm sorry, the blood of the sawyer, of the goat. Kasher asol adama par, like you did like the blood of the par. Madama par lamaton sheva, just like the blood of the par, you go down 7 times. Avdama sawyer, so to the blood of the sawyer, lamaton sheva, go down 7 times. Venya dea kamali te midama par lamalon. Okay. Now, on the other hand, doesn't this flip side of the same problem? We don't know how many times we sprinkle up from the blood of the par. And it says sprinkle up from the goat's blood. It says sprinkle up from the bull's blood. Just like the blood which is stated by a goat. It's one sprinkle up. So too, the sprinkles which are stated by the par, by the bull, go up one. That's one way of learning, of course. Go the other direction. It says blood down below by the bull. It says blood down up on top by the bull. Just like the blood stated going down, sheva are 7 times. So to the blood going up, sheva are 7 times. There's one, again, same idea. It should be Nam, it says Namra on the side, it says Nira. Let me dive in. What's it analogous to? Donin Shalomal, Mishalomal, do we learn the up blood from the up blood, meaning once? Vein Donin Shalomal, Milamato, not 7 times. Or go the other direction. Donin Damapar, Midamapar, learn bull blood from bull blood, which would be 7 and 7. Made only down part of me to Thomas Sawyer, which would be 1 and 1. Tamulomar, so again we have the same bridge. It says, Basas Tamoka, Shura Saw Dama Por. You should do the blood of the goat like you did to the blood of the bull. Should call myself that all of its activities should be shoving, should be equivalent to nature. Madama Por Lamaton Sheva, just like the blood of the bull going down to 7. After Masoy Lamaton Sheva, so to the blood of the goat, Lamaton Sheva going down to 7. Madama Sawyer Lamalanachas, just like the blood of the goat going up is 1. Afdama Por Lamalanachas, so too the blood of the bull going up is 1. Okay? Now, just one parenthetical remark. Hekdesh, I'm sorry, Hakodesh, says it should prepare Hakodesh. Tzorech Lechavin Kneged Hakodesh. It means you have to sprinkle opposite the Kodesh. Now, this is talking about that when he's standing opposite the Aron, or there is no Aron, he has to direct his sprinkle towards the Aron. In other words, not off in all directions, but rather towards the holy thing in front of him. Period. Amar Rabbi Nechemya. Now, here the Bnei Moshe adds, this Bryce is, Carbonato also adds as well, this Bryce is this is a quote from a Bryce, and it's missing a little bit. And what's missing is that it should say, quote the pasuk on which the brayse is about to be based. It says, "V'yotzam mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem." It says the kohen gadol should go out to the mizbeach, which is before God. In other words, from doing the avoda inside the kodesh kodashim, right, which is what we just did over here. So he's supposed to go out now to the. Well, there he is again doing the same thing. Right? This is with the bull. And this is where the goat. And now he's supposed to go out, and he does the paroches, right? Sprinkles the blood and the goat's blood on the paroches. And then he's going to go and do next, mix the blood together, and do it on the mizbeach hazav, on the outer mizbeach. Inner mizbeach, sorry. So now, we're picking up on that. The Fishamot says, Yotam mizbeach ha'shel lifnei Hashem. Amayachem Fishamotanu. What's the time is Mizbech HaShel Lifnei Hashem? So it says, the Pishim HaTzad of a Parah Bar Kol Mitzvahs. Interesting distinction. The power which comes on all the mitzvahs all the mitzvahs. In other words, the parhelim davar. If the community commits a sin based on the psacha basin, so also it has to be sprinkles on the parochas. But where does he stand the sprinkle at? It's really at the parochas. Where does he stand the sprinkle at the parochas then? So he says, he stands out beyond the mizbeach and sprinkles on the parochas. Not between the mizbeach and the parochas, but beyond the outer mizbeach. He really tosses his flicks very far if he can. I mean, obviously, he doesn't have to touch, right? So he sprinkles on parochas b'shoshu maze, when he does sprinkle yochav zekein. Perhaps the thing is true here also on Yom Kippur. So that's why it says asher lifnei Hashem tam along with nei asher lifnei Hashem, to stress that he actually stands closer to the parochas when he sprinkles the blood. And where was that? Between the mizbeach, or further from the mizbeach, near the parochas. Perhaps that's not the case. Perhaps it's talking about he has to stand further in from the inner mizbeach, meaning he would actually stand beyond the from the outer mizbeach. Meaning he was to stand within, inwards from the outer mizbeach, but outwards from the inner mizbeach, right? So it says the Gemara, Tam lomar asher lifnei Hashem. It's got to be before God, which means in the Heichal, obviously closer than to God than the Mizbeach is on. O eno medaber ela Mizbeach hapnimi. O eno medaber ela Mizbeach hapnimi. It's talking about that he's standing from the inner Mizbeach inside, closer to the parochas. Hakomodim bepar Mashiach ve'edo, she'ena tzorch she'enogia. Everybody agrees with the par Mashiach, when the Kohen Gadol sins the community sins and they bring a korban the rest of the year, that the blood doesn't have to touch the parochas. Obviously standing very far away, right? It's very hard to reach the parochas. But what about on Yom Kippur? So it says the Martha Machlokas, Isani Tani, those words, so she don't get, it's got to touch the parochas. Remember, we're not talking about the Kapporas now, we're talking about the Kapporas, or the Parochas. I always get mixed up. Kapporas, Parochas, it sounds so similar, but this is the Parochas, not the Kapporas, right? So does that have to touch or not? Machlokas, he's tiny, tiny, so she ain't okay. He's tiny, tiny, ain't so she ain't okay. All right, Elizabeth, you see, Elizabeth. Yeah. All right, Elizabeth, you see, and here you see a Baromi. He saw it in the Vatican. Malaya Tipin Shildam. And it's full of blood stains. Amarti. I said, Eilu mina damishu mazel lebi Yom Kippur. This is from the blood which is from Yom Kippur now. It's an amazing thing for him to say. Because it probably was blood actually from Nebuch, you know, people who were slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash. Like, maybe he didn't want to, maybe he was afraid to say what he really wanted to say. But in any event, I don't know, maybe not, maybe since it was drops of blood.
They
whatever.
Kept the parochas,
the Romans? Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, Adamara, tell you, it's still there in the Vatican. They're just hiding it. Adamara. Yeah, they're waiting for the millennium. Adamara. So they say, this teaches us, touch and get the blood. It's got to touch, because the parochas is full of blood. No, it says, Marfil Tamer ain't searching and again. Doesn't have to necessarily touch. You knock on knock, it happens, but sometimes the Kohen Gadol was strong, so he tossed far. So it actually touched, but didn't have to touch. Okay? Nothing but Kli Kodesh. Now, Kli Kodesh to talk Kli Chol. Let's say this is a regular, really a case which is not directly related to Yom Kippur. But if you had something in a Kli holy vessel, like a Mincha or a Dam, and they put in the to Kli Chol, it's obviously possible. No question about it. Hami Kli Kodesh to talk Kli Kodesh, whatever you put something from one holy vessel to another holy vessel, low puzzle. It's not possible. No, that's an axiom. The Gemara is going to try and prove that now from Yom Kippur. I'm Rabbi Chagai, Kumi Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Chagai said for Rabbi Yosef, Mastisa Amarkein, I got a Mishnah like this. What's the Mishnah says? Ira Dama Poyo Tok Dama Sawyer. I don't know if we have a picture here in the Avodah book, but they used to commingle the bloods. Here he is. Page 5056, involved in the act itself.
He's commingling the bloods. One was on one, each one was on the stand, and he commingled them together. So here we see they're going from one Kli Kodesh to another Kli Kodesh. It doesn't make it possible. So see, clearly you're allowed to pour from one Kli Kodesh to another one. Machma, says Mara, he was again, he poured dama, poured it down, poured it, poured
it. It's part of the avoda. It's not like you're taking it to a stam Kli Kodesh. You're taking it to this specific designated Kli.
Yeah, that's what Mara's going to say. Or more than that, actually. Mach, mamina. So says Mara, what do you want to hear from me? Rabbi Maimona. Rabbi Maimona is really continuing the question on the proof. He says, Neymar mi dama porshu moli toch dama soy shurekam. He wasn't pouring into an empty vessel. It could be to pour in a completely empty vessel is also. I mean, it's possible. But here he's comparing to another vessel with blood to mix them together. It's not really, it's not the same thing you said, but it's variation on the theme, right? So maybe that's okay, right? Only to an empty vessel is also. So says the Gemara, and says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, also, Rabbi Yossi responds, Amar Yossi, Rabbi Boon, Ira Dama Por, it's like Sherev Brachos, the same metaphor we gave last night. He says, there was a third cup here. Remember how you work in Sherev Brachos? Mm-hmm. You pour into a third cup. So he's saying, no, it was the riot from the third cup. Then the third cup, it actually was empty, and that's what mixed together. It's true they poured into each other once when they were full, but they poured into a third kli. In order that they should get mixed together. So we see here that actually there's a third vessel, and that truly shows you can go from one Kodesh vessel to another Kodesh vessel. Okay? Minai shu tzarech laharos, how do we know that you actually have to mix them together? So it says you should give from the blood of the poor and the blood of the sawyer. This is, of course, the giving on the Mizbeach Hazov, on the inner Mizbeach. So that teaches us that midah por midah masoy b'zman shem u'rovin, when they mix together, yochafim b'zeven v'niatzol, maybe say it doesn't meet together, it means one after the other. Tamlor chiper arono kind of sov achas b'shona. No, because he's only Aaron's atones for the horns of the inner mizrach once a year. Achas b'shona mechaper, once a year he atones, ve'enu mechaper shtayim, we saw that not twice a year. And if you would not mix them together, so it would come out to be twice, two separate occasions. O name of Dama Por Achaz Bishana Lushtaim Bishana. Says the Gemara, maybe it means that the Dama Por you should only use once a year and not twice a year. And the Dama Soya once a year, not twice a year, but maybe you could do one separate for the Par and one separate for the Soya. So Tarn Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel said, no. From the blood of the Chatas HaKippurim, you should atone Achas B'Shonu M'Chaper V'Enu Chaper Shalem B'Shonu. In other words, anything to do with Yom Kippur, you only get one shot on the inner Mizbech. So it teaches us that they must be mixed together. HaKomodim B'Shev HaZol Shalmatu Shutzorech La'aros. Everybody agrees that the seven Hazos, which go on the let me see if I can show it to you. First you would put on the corners, right? Then afterwards you would put seven spills on the top of the Mizbeach itself. So anyway, it is that these seven spills have got to come from the mixture together. But they'll see Sheva, and that's because it says seven Sheva Vlar Basa, it says seven and not 14, right? So seven means seven, so in order to get seven from both, you have to do one time. You have to mix them together first. But it says, V'chipera karnosov, doing the horns, achas b'shona. So that's not such a good proof, because V'chipera karnosov achas b'shona maybe means from each korban once a year. But not that you only get one usage altogether. In other words, we're saying that you only get one usage, and that's why you have to mix it together. But maybe it's not the case. Maybe you get one usage per type of blood over two separate sprinklings. Which maybe you would make the circuit twice. So that's why we need. That's why.
But the blood was mixed in one kli. So.
No, but maybe they don't mix it until after. Maybe they was mixed here. You do it separate, and then you mix it for the next one. So By going around the horns, and that we just brought down Psukim to prove that that's also together. Kibel midam apor. This is interesting. So kibel midam apor b'shlosha kosos. Don't ask me why the Kohen did it. Idiot Kohen factor. And so instead of accepting the blood in one cup like he should, he did it in three. Midam asoyer, and also from the blood of the sawyer, shlosha kosos, he accepted in three cups. Litain, because he wanted to do it, this is more convenient for him. He wanted to use one cup. Litain me'achor al abadim. He was wanting to use one cup per the Kodesh Kodashim. Me'achor from the other cup al parochas for an parochas. Me'achor al mizbech hazav, and he wanted to use one for the golden mizbech. And he did both of that, that's the inner mizbech. And he did that both of the things twice. Right? One for the poor and once for the sword. So he had six containers all together. Right? Eizmem Tzorach Laros, which one does he spill actually on the Mizbech? Which is the one which he uses to do the Kapor on the Mizbech? So says the Gemara, V'yesh Adam. Now here the Gilean Ephraim, name of Noam Gisham, we changed the gear so very importantly. V'yesh Adam Mikabel Chati Kapora. I understand, I have a problem like this. How can he stand there when the blood is spreading out of the neck and put one Kaelin, then another Kaelin, another Kaelin? You're going to lose some blood, right? In between. So that you can't do that. That can't be the case. So rather, it's got to be Elokeini. This is the way to learn it. Nasa midam apor. Not when you accept it from the... I know it says your kibel, but I'll give it a fine chance to nasa. It's not that you accepted the blood in three separate cups, but you distributed the cups. You distributed among the cups after making one general collection.
The truth is, I never understood this process of a Kabbalah Siddur. The Kohen is supposed to initiate the Shemitah, the first initial cup. At that point, the blood's spurting out like crazy. And
right.
As soon as he does it, so he has to put the chalaf down and grab some sort of keli to recover the blood. Surely there's some blood that's going to be lost.
Yeah, no, some will be lost regardless, but we try and get as much as possible.
So
okay.
Of course.
No. As much as possible. So the question is like this. Ki again, Elokeini nasa midam apor b'shalosh kosos. Midam asari put the blood asari in another three cups. Lita in order to use one me'achor abadim, one between the poles. Excuse me, me'achor aprogos, one on the progos. Me'achor mizbech, one on the mizbech hazav. Eizmen usok laros, which one? Which one of these cups do you mingle with, co-mingle with the Dama Sawyer, right? One of them you have to, because that's what's necessary to do. Which one? So, Tifluk to Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Hila, the Machlokas are Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Hila. These Pagun, they had a Machlokas like this. Now, here again is the idiot Cohen factor. Full blown. Ready? He grows Sholosh Zugos. This is an idiot Cohen Godel. He did three lotteries. Lashem and Lazozo. So he has got three Sirim Lashem and three Sirim Lazozo now in front of him, right? Now, why do this? In order to have three Sirim Lashem, Lita Me'achor Abadim wants to use one of the blood from one of them to put between the poles, Me'achor Progos, one between the Progos, Me'achor Mizbech Hazov, and one of them on the Mizbech Hazov. Ezemi Mishtalech. He's got a problem. He's got three Sirim HaMishtalchim. He only send one. Which one can he send? Okay? Reb Zeir Amar L'chaper Olav, the one he atones with. Eshem L'chaper Bo Chaver Mishtalech, the one he uses to atone, its fellow is sent out. Eshem L'chaper Bo Ein Mishtalech, the one which he doesn't use to atone, is not sent out. Now, according to this, it sounds like he's saying a chumrah, but he really is not. He's saying a bikula. Saying you can pick any one of the three. Right? Because they're all doing kapara for you. So any one is good. Any one of the three is part of the kapara process, right? So, Eshu Gorm Rabbi Hila, Oimer L'chaper Olav means Eshu Gomer Bo Kapara Chaber Mishlech, the one which is the final link in the chain. It achieves the final, not is in the chain of kapara, but it completes the chain of kapara. That one, chaver mishtalech, its friend is sent away. Ashenu Gorin Bokol Afoida Kol Kapar, the one which is done is not going to be the Kapar, and Chaver Mashiach, the other one is sent, not sent away. So Daita Rabbi Zir, Koran Rabbi Zir, Shloishton Mishtalchin, can send the one, send away any one of the three, because they're all part of the, the partners of one which is necessary in the Kapar, right? Daita Rabbi Yehuda, that's the final one, Eino Mishtalech Elachim Yilvadi, can only send away the last one. Now, says Gemara here too, V'acha by the pitchers of blood, Daita Rabbi Zira, Koran Rabbi Zir, Shloishton Zalkul Aros, meaning, you can do any one of them. Use any one of the three. Right? Al-Daita Rabbi Hila, but according to Rabbi Hila, Eino Zoku Glaris El Oso Shehizim Imenu. You only use the last one into which you, the last one which you use for the purpose of Kapara, the last one in the process. Okay?
This is the coin that chapter 3, Siren. For three different procedures, right?
Yeah.
So, which of the three procedures is the one that the chief's kapara?
Well, they all necessary in the kapara.
Yeah.
But the last one is the final link. So, if you go by what a chief's kapara, so you can use any of them for the purpose of for the purpose of taking its friend, right, sending his fellow out. But if you want to say it's only the last avona in the chain which determines, so it has to be
the last one,
which is on the kaporis here, and on the mizbach azov, right? On the inner mizbach.
Isn't he over some kind of avera? I mean, it's unnecessary
shechita
on
Yom Kippur? It could be, but we're not dealing with that issue right now. What if you accepted the blood of the par in three cups? Umidama soin, you accept the blood of the soin b'shosh kosos in three cups. Leitein me'echor al badim. Would use one for the badim, which is the case we just had. Use one for the poles, me'echor parochus, one on the parochus. One in the mizbech, eight men mishafich al yisoid. Which one should be thrown on the yisoid? In other words, the blood, as when it finishes, be poured on the yisoid. Which of the bloods here gets poured on the yisoid? Okay, that's the question. What?
Well, I'd say all three.
You're certainly not in bad company. Tifluk the Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar, and Shimon, like all good things in Judaism, it's a machlokas. Not only is it machlokas with many gerser changes. The spalgun, as we learned, chata shekibol domo barba kosos. The chatas whose blood he accepted in four cups is a chatas, a regular chatas from every day of the year, right? Nasa mizeachon, mizeachon, mizeachon. And you used each cup per corner.
Is there something other than the fact that this blood is called shirayim, as I see from the name Moshe?
Yeah.
Is there anything special about this blood that's poured on the yisoid?
No, it's Sharia Dan. That's all it's called. It's a mitzvah. Shirayim is not makiv, of course, but it's a mitzvah to put the Sharia Dan in the yisoid. Right. It's put in the yisoid. Page 60, yeah. Okay? So which one? Now we're talking about by chatos. So chatos kibud dam bar because nasim mizelchom. Minach kulam nishpach mal yisoid. Like Dr. Spadel said, they're all thrown on the yisoid. How do we know that? Now change the gear souls here. Tamur kazbos says ves kol dam yishpach. Okay, all the blood. Yochel afilu. So what's the case? Yochel afilu. Nosa, take out the word low. Yochavil nosa me'echor me'eh matan arba. What if you used one of the four pitchers of blood to do all four of the on the sinos hadam on the mizbech? You call nishbachim in that case, or are they all four spilled to your soul? No. Talmud Lomar, then this it says, Pasuk Ves, so here we change the words again, Ves damo yishbach. It's damo, its blood, not kol damo. So one place says kol. One place it says estomo. So he's dashing both. We say it, when is it called the mo? When he split into four cups and he used all four cups to do this reek on the mizbeach, then they all have to go to the yisod. When is it not kol, right, but rather the mo? When you use four cups, only one of the cups you did all the zrikos with. So only that shirayim has to go in the yisod, not any of the other shirayim. Okay? The haketa, what do you do? Hu nishpach al yisod. That one cup is spilled on the yisod. The other ones, min nishpach l'am, are thrown into the drainage canal in the base of Mikdash. Divrei Blazer Rishimen, Torah Blazer Rishimen. Divrei Rebbe, sorry. That's words of Rebbe. Rebbe Lezer Reb Shimon says differently. He says, "Minayin afilu lo nosan." Now here the Karmenei throws the word "minayin afilu lo nosan." Ella meyechod and meyechod mehen. How you know that even he only used one of them to do the zrika sadam, and from that one he did take out the next word Ella because he put in the line before. So minayin afilu lo nosan Ella meyechod mehen matan arbiu kula nishbal. He said even though only one was actually used to all spill in the yisoy. Tam Lomar, because it says again, we change the girsa. Vez kol dama yishavech. No shortcuts. It says kol dama. So kol dama means even the blood which is not used for the purpose of the mitzvah, that too is thrown on the yisod. Right? Al daiter Rabbi Lezer Rav Shimon, kula nishbach on the yisod. Kornel Lezer Rav Shimon, as he just said, they're all thrown on the yisod. Right? Al daiter Rabbi Ein luchon nishbach mi yisod. The only one which goes on the yisod is Ela also shenis ha'ihizami menu, the one from which he actually did it, Nesina Sadam on the Mizbeach. Okay? Period. Now, the next Sugi also has a couple of Shinigir souls, including the following, that the Shari Torah Sitzro says the Sugi must begin here with the words, Dam shtei chatos shenis arvu. You have the blood of two regular chatos on a weekday, not Yom Kippur. Two regular chatos that got mixed together. You have not done the avodah with either of them yet. So how do you proceed? So it says the Gemara. Dam beishne chatoshin yisarvu. We don't have that in the Gemara, but that's what it should say. Now we pick up the Gemara again. Chavraya amre. The chaverim send the beis hamedrash. Nispagel zeh. Now, it's not that they both become pigel, but since it's one container which holds both. So how are you going to sprinkle, say, oh, no, I'm going to cut it in two. I'm only going to take the blood, which is not beagle. Can't do such a thing. So the whole beaker, the whole container, has got to be thrown out. Is that clear? If you have blood from two carbonates, which got mixed together inadvertently, but now they're mixed together, and one becomes a beagle, can you do the Zrika Saddam in the other one? Why not?
They're mixed together.
Right. Very good. That's all I said. Okay. So, if one became pigle, it's not the other one became pigle mamish, but he can't do this because they're dominant. However, of the murav shelzer, what happens if the fats from one got lost? Mazali murav shelzer, you can still do the nesina sadam, even though you might get from the other korban, because the murav which the other one is still extant. That's okay. Hakol modim bepar Mashiach ve'eda. Everybody agrees by the par brought by the Kohen Gadol or by the congregation if they sin, which got mixed up together. They got mixed together. Now here the Shari Torah Sitzro changes the next verse so very nicely. He says, Afilu ein bohen, not Achi Yeshom. Afilu ein bohen. The Bnei Moshe basically says it even though he doesn't change the girsa. Afilu ein bohen matona achas mishol shneim. Even he can't get one matona between the both of them because there isn't that much bud there. They're okay. You can do sprinkling. Why is that? So the Shari Torah Sitzro says that the idea is, maybe the Bnei Moshe says it too, I don't remember. The idea is that there's a difference between Hazah and Zrikos, we will see presently. Hazah has no shear. And the Parakwe Moshiach and the Para Eda, you didn't do Zrikos Adam. You went into the Kodesh and you did Hazah, the sprinkling, like the matz leaf. Right? There's no shear on that. By Nesina Saddam and the Yad Mizbeach, there is a shear. I don't know what it is, let's say, because But the inner mizbech, there's no shear. So therefore, they hold that if you have a parkoy moshiach and a paraid which got mixed together, right? Even if there's only one matana between the two of them, it doesn't matter because they're not made for matanos; they're made for azos. Okay. Chavraya Amri, similarly, the Chavraya said, "Imurim k'shem shesar be bepsulim." Imurim which are kosher, which got mixed some of the imurim, imurim spoiled top of the part of the korban which goes to mizbeach. So if kosher stuff got mixed up with puzzle stuff, ad shem matana achas mishel k'sherim. So of course you can't. If the imurim one korban are puzzle and they got mixed up with the imurim another korban which are kosher, so you have to. What this means. Oh, I made a mistake. Sorry. Imurim k'sherim shesar imurim b'psulim means the limbs. Forget about the blood for a minute. The limbs themselves. You came to me.
Makes sense. I don't know if it doesn't make sense.
Because I know somebody changes gears from Imurim to Dam. I think the Shai Torah Seret Yisrael. And now I'm beginning to understand why. But let me translate the way it has to be translated if you don't change the gears, which is a little bit tenuous. Imurim, Shem, Shizhar, Bersulim, you have a whole bunch of limbs in front of you. Livers, rib cages. Some of them are kosher, some of them are puzzle. Shad, Shem, Matona, Achas, Mishel, Ksherim. You need to have at least one kosher imurim there. And then you can bring up all the rest. It's like carte blanche. Okay?
What happens to the chassidus? They get like a bottle or something?
It's become like lachmo shemizbeach, yeah. It's a tremendous chiddush, though. That's why I'm not so happy with this, because who said? Bring a pasuk. Don't just tell us that.
Well, what else would you do? You got to burn it.
Throw them out. Yeah, incinerate them. So imurim k'sherim shesar b'psulim ad shem matana achos mishel k'sherim, as long as they're enough k'sherim to put on the fire, that's sufficient. Ma pligin, where's their machlokas? B'dam shtei chatos shesar with two, the blood of two chatos got mixed together. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, it's basically repetitious. The Shari Teresil does a lot of cutting and pasting here, but Rabbi Omer, Omerani, Ras Adam im yesh bo kedei matona. I have to look here, it's a chatos chitzona. So here I have to look at it if it's got enough to do a matona achas mizeh, or kedei matona achas mizeh. If there's enough to do a matona, then the sinas adam, which has a shear in each one, you love it. If not, it's puzzle. Chachamim afil eno el matona achas mishel shneim. Chachamim say you don't need each one to have his own matona, even if there's only one matona between the two of them. That suffices. I'll die to the Rebbe Yeshua Matonos. So according to Rebbe, there is a shear for Matonos, and if you don't abide by that shear, you can't bring your korban. And that's why it got mixed up. It's not enough for both Matonos. Forget it. I'll die to Rabbon, ain't shear Matonos. Everybody agrees. When you're dealing with the Parakoin, Mashiach, and Paraida, those are Azor korbanos. There's no shear there. But even dealing with the regular plain chain Chatos. So according to Rebbe, there's a shear. You don't abide by the shear. You can't use either chatas, right? If they got mixed together. Korna Baran, there's no shear matona at all. Adai to the Rebbe, yay shear matos. Adai to Rabbana, ain't shear matonos. Adamaran, this is what teaches us nispagel zeh of the Murb Shozeh. Nispagel zeh. If one became pigle, the other one became pigle, again, because you don't have a shear, right? No shear, so what are you going to do? This is according to the Rebbe, who says that there's a shear for matonos. So one became pigle, so the other one doesn't. That's not really what it's teaching us. I'm not sure it's what it teaches us. A lot of them are peeing these spagos or these spagos. That doesn't teach us that necessarily. The spagos, I think, is obvious. We don't need it to teach us. Because obviously you don't know, you can't sprinkle because you're going to be sprinkling people blood at the same time. The chiddush is the next case. of the Imurim Shelzeh, Mazin al Imurim Shelzeh. If the Imurim of one got mixed up, then you got lost, and you do Imurim from the Ani, you do has do Nesina Saddam on the other one, even though you don't have the Imurim of the first one left. And that teaches us that there's no shear for the Nesina. Why is the teacher's no shear for the Nesina? Because I don't even know if I'm right about this. One second. That's how Bnei Moshe learns it, yeah. So that Rabbanu Ein Shri Matana Sodom Rizpagos and Rizpagos there, when one became Pigol, the other one became Pigol, because even though there is a shear, there's no shear, doesn't matter, still you can't sprinkle one because the other one is Pigol. Of the Murim Shalzeh, Mazin Ali Murim Shalzeh. However, if the Murim one got mixed into Murim the other, and half the Murim got mixed up, we got lost, we could still sprinkle on the other basis, the other one, because there's no shear for Nesina, so there's no shear up or down. So you can sprinkle as much as you want, even though you don't have necessarily the right korbanos there. It's something like that.
That's nothing to do with mean, but you know, I mean...
The Gemara does not bring that down here. I don't know why not. I assume because the Gemara holds the Dara Parsha, Mimino is not Batel, and therefore the blood is separate, but the problem is you have to be able to get a matana from each one. And if there's not a matana from each one, it doesn't matter if they're separate, right? It's like chatzishir, it doesn't work. Okay, it's something like that. I don't know exactly what the last proof is, but let's not dwell on it. He's from Chatev Yorid. Now, he started atoning for the inner mizbeach, that's next, and he'll go down. Mechonu maskev, from where does he begin? Mikerem Mizrachis. Mikerem Mizrachis is from the northeast corner. Let's see if we can identify that here. This is why I brought the book tonight. He starts in the northeast corner. So where's east? This is west. That's east.
That's north is
toward you. Oh, north is up. Okay. So he starts in the northeast corner. Get outside the point where... starts in the northeast corner. North, east. Whoops, that's not northeast. You sure north is up?
Well, if east is that way, north has to be up. That's definitely west, right?
Yeah.
And the Shulchan is here, that's north.
Right, north here, that's south. Starting at the northeast corner. How could this be northeast? The book is all wrong. It says here, starting at the northeast corner, right? Are you reading the same words I am? I'm reading upside down, but it says northeast, right?
It's really southwest.
No, but look at the picture. He's starting at the southeast corner.
This
is
east.
And it says south.
Yeah.
So he's starting in the wrong place.
Maybe he's in the middle.
Right.
This is somewhere in the process.
But this is the way he has it drawn here. He's starting in the southeast too.
Yeah.
Number one. It goes from here to the southeast corner. It's a major blooper in the book. Right?
Looks like it.
Okay. So he actually started over here. On the northeast corner, right? He's from Chatavirim, Echler, Maskel, Mikerem, Mizrach, Tzfonis. Then he goes to the northwest corner. That's over here. That's correct. Then he goes afterwards to the Maravistron, is southwest, right? And then, throw Mr. Zrachas, he finishes here. Oh, this is a very confusing picture, I think. It's going, number one, I'm trying to be Mohammed Chusanim, even though maybe he doesn't deserve it. But number one actually means the final. The Kohen Gadol completes his avoda, and then it goes outside. No, this is not telling us where he goes outside. These codes are just other locations. No, I can't be a Mohammed Chusanim. Boo for him. But anyway, it's here, 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 here. Okay?
So I'll cool on a nice Rabbi Lezer may be come away, mate. I'm sorry, I skipped. Mogul Shu Maschu B'chatas on his Be'achitza, in the place where he began on the Chatas Achitza, right? Which Shem Gomer is Be'achapnim. In other words, in the Chatas Achitza, he begins over here.
Where does he begin? Shem Gomer is Be'ach HaPnimi. Yeah, he begins over here, right. Because he approaches the right, right? He starts circling the Mizbeach over here, right? This is where he begins, right?
He begins in the same position that he ended
right
here.
Exactly.
South.
Southeast.
So
you begin southeast, right? That place where you begin your circumnavigation of the outer Mizbeach in the southeast is where you end your circumnavigation in the Mizbeach, also the southeast.
And it's always counterclockwise.
Yeah. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, he wouldn't move. You just stand here. And because it's only the Mizbeach is only Nama by Nama altogether, I made a Mechate, and he would apply it to each one of the corners in turn. And all of them, you put from the top, you go like, he would do it overhand, like this. Underhand, like this. Because he's tossing it to a distance, according to Rabbi Lezer, right? He's not circumnavigating, he's tossing one over here, one over here, one over here. Except, Chutzin Zeh Shoyes Lefan, except for the one in front of him, as is pictured in this picture here, Shoyen Eisim Milamal and Lamatan, in which case he would put overhand, right? Because he wasn't pitching it, but rather applying it, as you have in this picture. Ask Marviyaschil Bekerim Mizrachis Dromis. Now, I did not look at the Avodah book when preparing this. So let's see if I can just, I was too lazy. So let's see how it works. Viyaschil Bekerim Mizrachis Dromis. Let him start in the southeast corner, the one he finishes on. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, in order to, because he has to go, he goes to the one which is Yeminis, which is to his right. Right? Ain't to Yeminis, and this is not to his right. Why is it not to his right? Right. Because he comes out of the parochas over here, right? Now, if he goes to the southeast corner, which is over here, so the northeast corner, going to his left. I should not have paid attention to the coordinator. I'm setting myself. The coordinator made a major mistake. Coordinator says he comes out of here. But that's not where he's coming from. Because he just did the avodos over here. Right?
Does he still have the wrong corner over here, too? Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he does. Right. But this way he's coming from. He's coming from over here, opposite the parochas, right? So we want him to go to the right. So if he goes to the southeast corner,
He is going to the right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the problem?
No, so is the southwest corner.
No, but we wanted to go into the northeast corner.
Right.
Where's the northwest corner? This is northwest?
Yeah.
Oh! Fool that I am! No, I'm not a fool. I don't understand what's going on. See, he's got it right. That he's going to the right. But that doesn't bring you to the southeast corner. That brings you to the northeast corner.
But that's on the other side. That's up here.
This is the southeast corner. This is the northeast corner. So how does the northeast become right? Oh, boy.
You go all the way around. In other words, he stopped here. Yeah, there's three places you could stop.
Yeah.
Southwest, southeast, or northeast.
Right.
So if you go all the way around, this is where you'd stop, is here.
Yeah, but that's not...
I know, but that's not what that says.
According to Play Moshe, says he has to leave the entire area.
No, that's next. That's next.
No,
it's on Yaskim on Rabbi Elazar v'yotzel mizbeach. The question is, Gemara asks the question. Look in the far Gemara. Gemara asks v'yaskim mikar mizozdrom is let him start instead of on the south northeast corner, which is over here. Let him start on the southeast corner over here. On Rabbi Elo Yimonis has to be on the right. Ain't the imanis. It's not right. So this is right. So then we're asking, me Karen Spoitz Marovis. This would be right. I am an idiot. That doesn't apply to you. You're also idiots. Why is this to his right? To go to the northeast corner?
Northeast. Because he's obviously going out and coming in.
No. Because which way is he facing?
Backwards.
Right. He's facing towards the parochas. So what's his right hand? Which way is his right hand? Right? He's facing the parochas as he does that zos. That's the most next question. That makes sense. But his right is, since he has his back is towards the mizbeach, right? And his front towards the parochas. So now when I want to turn to my right, I'm going to turn this way. Is that clear? In other words, this is me, right? Here, I'm orienting myself here. I'm standing right here, right? So now, I'm going to turn... Here I am standing, doing the Zerika Saddam. Now I'm going to turn to my right. What's if I turn to my right when I'm facing right. towards the west?
It's a northerly
north. It's a going... Exactly. North. And that's where it's going, to the northeast corner. This picture's all wrong. Because he has the Kohen Gadol going right from the orientation of Kohen Gadol facing towards the outside. But it's not right, because the Kohen Gadol is actually facing towards the Kodesh Kodashim, right? That's what got him mixed up and has him totally wrong. His whole book is totally off. Blech! His whole book is totally off, because he actually has to go to the right, but the wrong right, which is really the left, because he has him facing the wrong direction. You getting this?
I'm yes. getting the my only problem
yes.
is I just understand.
As I stay in Gemara.
You know, to me the northwest corner makes sense.
No, that's in the course next
I
question.
I understand.
You asked me current funny
so
Ravis.
Northeast corner.
So says start from the northwest corner. That's the first one you come to, right?
That's right.
So says the more I'm back. And that the Pnei Moshe says he's gotta leave the entire area of the Mizbeach. In other words, he's gotta get Yotza means he has to go just like he has on this side. Really should be on this side. He has to go all the way out here. The Yotza. In other words, he has to go to the furthest corner. In other words, he has to pass the nearest corner, go to the furthest corner. Okay? V'yaschil, now it says the Gemara, V'yaschil mikerem aravis dromis. Let him start from the southwest corner. Now, the Korban changes the girsa, but the Bnei Moshe leaves it intact. So now that we have a critical understanding of what's going on here, let's see which one we would like. The Korban Eidah changes it to let him start from the southeast, but the Bnei Moshe as is let him start from the southwest.
Well, southwest is where we.
Oh, so now I understand everything. Everything is gewaldig. Says where we ask him, "Mikar Marovitz Dromis." Let him start from the southwest corner. Which is the southwest corner?
There.
This corner, right?
No, that's southeast. Southwest.
Oh, so let him start from the southwest corner, right? Southeast or southwest is not germane. I see. But what the Gemara is asking is, let him turn around here, and let him make this is right. Corner, right? Because that's more logical. Well, as the book has, right? To let him make the right, right? So says more, no. Shloitena chorav lekodesh. Because then he'd be walking with his backside towards the kodesh. In other words, he has to retreat backwards. So that's why, since he's retreating backwards, this is his right on the north side, not on the south side. That's the pshat, okay? So says more, vein sofalitena chorav lekodesh. Eventually he's going to be facing the wrong way anyway, right? Because he has to circumnavigate, right? So if he has to circumnavigate, eventually he's going to be facing the wrong way. Says the Gemara, Chozer Hoyo LaChorov. Now, there are many interpretations of this, but the way the Korban Eidah explains it means, true, eventually he's going to have to face backwards, but not now. Right now he should go back, go walk backwards, and eventually when he has to circumnavigate the Mizbech, then he'll have no choice but to go and at some point have his backside toward the Kodesh, but not now. Now back up. Okay.
He was also in the Avodah.
Right, he's already involved in the Avodah and the Mizbech, but not now. Now back up. Right. Okay. So it says the Gemara, V'yamod B'dorom, let him stand on the south, V'yaschil mikeren mizrachis tzfonis. So let him stand on the south. In other words, let him. Since the whole mizbeach is only in Amo, right? So let him stand on the south over here. V'yaschil mikeren mizrachis tzfonis. And let him start from the north corner, northeast corner. Northeast is over here, right? So let him stand over here where actually the book has him at number one. And let him still start from here. So says the Gemara, Kaidam Rabbi Hilo Yimonis, Ainz Yimonis. I'm not sure the Gemara's Havamina was. Maybe it's out of order. But that's not good because he didn't go back to the right. Okay? Tarev Lezam Rem Yikomo Yoemen Umchate. He used to stand in place and do it. Vakula Munaisim Yilaman Lamata. And all of them used to do underhand, except for the one in front of him. Shofanav Lechson, which was on a diagonal in front of him because he used to stand on. Because he obviously used to stand in the middle of his side, right? So the one in front of him was on the diagonal in front of him. So that one, which is on the diagonal in front of him, he would toss overhand, not underhand, right? It's the opposite of our Mishnah, you're right. Right, it's the opposite of our Mishnah. Our mission is the reverse of our Mishnah. So it's a contradiction. So it must be a typo. I just didn't notice it. Somebody must correct it. Yeah, the Pnei Moshe corrects it. Okay. Okay, Rav Avshe and Rav Yochan said Shnei Mikra Echad Dorshim. The two Tanoim, the one who holds, he circumnavigated, the one who held, he was stationary, they dash the same pasuk. Saviv says around. Rabban Amar Saviv L'Halach, walk around. Rabbi Lezer Amar Saviv L'Kronos. No. Circumnavigate the corners, but standing in spot.
That'll solve the problem of standing in spot, solve the problem of
right.
Facing your back to the...
That's right. Right. But he drew it with the guy actually moving around and moving around wrong. See?
Yeah.
Says the Gemara, interesting conclusion. Shnei Kohanim Baruchu Bepumusios. Two Kohanim fled from the persecutions at the time of the Roman conquest. Echad Oimer, and they were the Kohanim Gdolim, I guess. Echad Oimer once said, Oimer Yisimicha. Maybe they weren't Kohanim Gdolim. Maybe it was like a Parkoy Moshiach or the other one. No, it sounds like Kohanim Gdolim. Echad Oimer, Oimer Yisimichate. I stood still, and I was Mechate, like Rabbi Lezer. Echad Oimer, and the other one said, Malach Yisimichate. I walked around. So I'm Rabbi Yudan. Rabbi Yudan said, Hadam Ra teaches us, Man David Hachin Lo Chashash, Man David Hachin Lo Chashash. If you do one way, it's okay. If you do the other way, it's okay. It doesn't matter which way you do it. Any way you do it is fine. Okay? As long as you get all the four corners in, however you do it, it doesn't matter. Okay. That's enough for tonight.